Yen Audio presents Reign of the Seven Spellblades, Volume 3. Written by Bokuto Uno. Illustrations by Rudia Miyuki. Translated by Alex Keller Nelson. Read by Kyle Omori. Her personal rule was to spend sunny days out in the garden until she was summoned back inside. It wasn't something she particularly enjoyed, however. The garden never changed throughout the seasons, nor did she exactly care for flowers. In fact, she hated them. Their eye-catching beauty and heavenly scents that attracted all manner of insects reminded her too much of herself. She stomped them all under her feet. A brief catharsis. Once she'd had her fill, she looked up at the sky and took a deep breath. The wall, overgrown with moss, normally blocked out the sun. But at noon, the sun's rays were relentless. Soaking in that light was the greatest respite she could ask for. She enjoyed it while she could. She had to. Once her belly got bigger, it would be impossible to even walk around in the garden. The house was too dark, too fetid, too many things crawled within the darkness. She'd always been afraid that one day she would become one of them.
"Good day. Nice weather we're having."
A voice snapped her out of her enjoyment of her temporary peace. It was calm, neutral, and unlike any voice she knew. Suspicious, she turned around to find a thin boy she'd never seen before standing there.
"Who are you?"
"I could be a friend, if you like."
He strode briskly through the garden with the most natural of movements, taking care not to step on a single flower. When he stood before her, she glared up at him and sighed lightly.
"Am I going to bear your child this time?"
She asked merely to confirm, expecting nothing but an affirmation. It was difficult to think of another role for any male within the mansion's grounds. Shockingly, however, he didn't nod. Instead, he grinned wryly.
"Oh, no, honey. That's not possible for me."
"Huh? What the heck?"
Unable to understand what he was saying, she felt the suspicion in her gaze mounting. He smiled and shrugged as if to try and placate her.
"But enough of that. So, did you want someone to chat with or not, Princess Grumpy?"
His gaze flicked to the ground where she stood, to the dirt-covered flowers she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?